Welcome to the podcast episode about fireworks. Today I will be reading an article. Fireworks are one of the most spectacular outdoor shows. They produce amazing bursts of colors that take a variety of shapes. But how do they work? How do they burn into so many colors and patterns? And why, if not handled properly, can they cause serious injuries or even death? What's inside a firework? The source of most fireworks is a small tube called an aerial shell that contains explosive chemicals. All the lights, colors, and sounds of a firework come from these chemicals. An aerial shell is made of gunpowder, which is a well-known explosive, and small globs of explosive materials called stars. The stars give fireworks their color when they explode. When we watch fireworks, we actually see the explosion of the stars. They are formed in spheres, cubes, or cylinders that are usually 3 to 4 centimeters, or 1 to 1.5 inch in diameter. Each star contains 4 chemical ingredients: an oxidizing agent, a fuel, a metal containing colorant, and a binder. In the presence of a flame or a spark, the oxidizing agent and the fuel are involved in chemical reactions that create intense heat and gas. The metal containing colorant produces the color, and the binder holds together the oxidizing agent, fuel, and colorants. The center of the shell is a bursting charge with a fuse on top. Igniting the fuse with a flame or spark triggers the explosion of the bursting charge and of the entire aerial shell. How do fireworks explode? The explosion of a firework happens in 2 steps. The aerial shell is shot into the air and then explodes in the air many feet above the ground. To propel the aerial shell into the air, the shell is placed inside a tube called a mortar, which is often partially buried in sand or dirt. A lifting charge of gunpowder is present below the shell with a fuse attached to it. And this fuse, called fast-acting fuse, is ignited with flame or spark. Gunpowder explodes, creating lots of heat and gas that causes a buildup of pressure beneath the shell. Then, when the pressure is great enough, the shell shoots up into the sky. After a few seconds, when the aerial shell is high above the ground, another fuse inside the aerial shell, called a time delay fuse, ignites, causing the bursting charge to explode. This in turn ignites the black powder and the stars, which rapidly produce lots of gas and heat, causing the shell to burst open, propelling the stars in every direction. During the explosion, not only are the gases produced quickly, but they are also hot and they expand rapidly, according to Charles' Law, which states that as the temperature of enclosed gas increases, the volume increases. If the pressure is constant, a loud boom that accompanies fireworks is actually a sonic boom produced by the expansion of the gases at a rate faster than the speed of light. If the stars are arranged randomly in the aerial shell, they will spread evenly in the shell after the shell explodes. But if the stars are packed carefully in predetermined patterns, then the firework has a unique shape, such as a willow, a peony, or a spinner, because the stars are sent in specific directions during the explosion. The timing of the 2 fuses is important. The fast-acting fuse ignites first, propelling the shell into the air, and then the time-delay fuse ignites to cause the aerial shell to explode when it is high in the sky. The timing of the fuses is not just right. The shell can explode too close to the ground, injuring people nearby. Where do fireworks colors come from? What makes fireworks so special is the beautiful colors they produce. These colors are formed in 1 of 2 ways, luminescence and incandescence. Incandescent light is produced when a substance is heated so much that it begins to glow. Heat causes the substance to become hot and glow, initially emitting infrared, then red, orange, yellow, and white light as it becomes increasingly hotter. When the temperature of a firework is controlled, the glow of its metallic substances can be manipulated to be a desired color at the proper time. More often, light from fireworks is produced by luminescence. When fireworks explode in the sky, the gunpowder reactions create a lot of heat, causing the metallic substances present in the stars to absorb energy from the heat and emit light. These metallic substances are actually metal salts, which produce luminescent light of different colors when they are dispersed in the air. This light is produced by electrons inside the metal atoms. These electrons absorb energy from the heat we which causes them to move from their original ground energy state to an excited state. Then, nearly immediately, these electrons go to a lower energy state and emit light with a particular energy and characteristic color. The color of the light emitted by the electrons varies depending on the type of metal or combination of metals. So, the colors are specific to the metals present in the fireworks. The metal-containing colorants for some common fireworks are as follows. Strontium and lithium, two different metals, can produce the color red. Calcium salts, such as calcium chloride, produce the color orange. Sodium, the metal, which can be found in sodium chloride or other sodium salts, produce yellow. Barium compounds, such as barium chloride, produce green. Responsible for the color, barium. Blue can be produced by copper compounds, such as copper chloride. Copper 1 is an example. They have a compound, a metal, that produces blue. Purple can be produced by a mixture of strontium and copper, which is a mixture of red and blue compounds. And that is the end of fireworks.